James wandering around with the Wellingtons? Mummy's just going to find the coat hanger to hang Daddy's shirt up. And then we've got to sort out some things for ironing later, haven't we? Stayed up quite late last night to do some ironing. Mm-hmm. I've still got more to do. Oh, what are you doing? Putting your Teletubby Wellington on top of one of the trucks. One Wellington. Where's the other one gone?
Introduce.
With the train, isn't it? With the choo-choos. Mummy ironed this shirt last night for Daddy. But it looks a bit creased, and do you know why? Because I haven't got a coat hanger, so I left it on the back of the chair. No, and Daddy's lent on it. I shall probably have to do it again. Oh dear, dear.
What's our face? Linen?
Yes?
Wash our face.
Wash what, darling?
Brush clean.
Brush what, my darling?
Brush teeth.
Are you saying brush your teeth? Oh no, we don't want those to go in the washing machine, sweetheart. Those, you help Mummy fold these up because, just let Mummy take the ironing upstairs. Up the stairs, and then I shall come down because all those things you've got in your hand are clean and dried, but they need ironing. So I could do with putting them in a basket. So that I know what I've got to do later on. Shall we fold it up nicely?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you're giving him a shake, are you? You just need to wipe the table with a cloth. That's a pink pillowcase you're holding. Are you shaking it? When I was a little girl, my mummy always used to do the washing on a Monday. And now I tend to do it every day. There always seems to be something that needs washing. And an endless pile of ironing. What's this?
Daddy.
No, it's not Daddy's, it's Mummy's. It's a t-shirt.
No,
it's not Daddy's. It's a dark blue t-shirt. You've got a t-shirt on. What colour's your t-shirt?
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. You've put a pillowcase over your head. You're not going to be able to see where you're going. Whoops-a-daisy. And look, those are the cushion covers. Mm-hmm. Now we had to wash the cushion covers because the lid came off your juice, didn't it?
Oh no!
So one was very badly damaged, and then when I looked at the others, there was chocolate on one.
No!
Well, you didn't keep the pink pillowcase wrapped around your shoulders, darling. Whose are these?
No, Dad.
They're not Daddy's, no, you're quite right. Are they Thomas's? Mm. Thomas is short.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Jojo.
What about these socks? Who do they belong to?
Mm.
Who do these... Thomas, you look like you're going to do a bank robbery with a pillowcase over your head. Who do those belong to?
Bye-bye.
Daddy. You know, these are Daddy's pants. What else have we got? A tea towel. That's a nice tea towel. Grandma brought this, didn't she? She brought it so that we could look at it. Let's see what's on the tea towel.
This.
What are they?
Grapes.
Grapes.
This.
Strawberries. What's that?
A pear.
Pear. And what's that?
Plums.
Plums. And what's that?
This.
What are those?
Grapes.
They like grapes. They're cherries, red cherries. What are those?
Pear.
They're lemons. And what are those?
This.
They're blackcurrants. We've actually got a blackcurrant bush in the garden. Don't think it's going to grow blackcurrants, but it's there. And you like these. Those are your favourites. What are they?
What's this?
Apples.
Pears.
Pears. No, they're apples.
Oh, dear.
So that's a nice tea towel, isn't it? Nice bright colours. Shall we fill this pillowcase up now?
A blue one.
Blue? What's that? There's Thomas's pyjamas.
A silk one.
Socks.
Socks.
And what colour socks are they?
Blue.
No, they're not blue, are they? What colour are these socks? We have one sock. We have two socks. Put them together. It's a pair of socks.
What's this?
That's another of your sleep suits. Thomas, you've got... You do look a silly Billy. Wish I could find the camera and watch. Where are you going? You've got it. Boo! You've got a pair of blue pyjamas over your head. And now you've put a green sleep suit over your head. I don't know. Ooh, you're hiding. Pss, 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 pss. What does pss, pss, pss mean? What does pss, pss, pss?
Blue, two blue.
Two blue? No, they're not both blue. One's green. And what's on the front of the green sleep suit? You tell Mummy what's on the front of the green sleep suit.
They're white.
These are white vests, aren't they? Mummy meant to go upstairs and have a look in the wardrobe over the weekend to see if we had a very tiny vest that you used to have when you were a baby. Because we were going to dress the doggy in one, weren't we? Are you shaking it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, they're all clean clothes, Thomas. Don't put them on the floor. Mummy's folding them up ready for ironing. And what's that?
This is
another sleep suit.
Hey, bye.
Oh, bye-bye. You're putting that on your head as well and walking off with it, are you?
Mm.
You're a funny ossity. What are you?
Garcia.
Oh, bye-bye, Thomas. Are you going somewhere?
No.
No. Thomas, you put it right over your face. You can't possibly see where you are. Oh, you found the door.
Bye, Tia.
Bye-bye, Thomas. Are you going out?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Thomas. I think you'll find the door's locked.
Hello.
Hello. How do you do?
Hello.
Oh, you're putting the blue pyjamas back on your head. You're having a lot of fun, aren't you? You're dressing up with a difference, aren't you?
A set one.
A hat one. So you've got an orange, a blue and a green sleep suit. We have a lot of washing to do with sleep suits because you sleep in them. And the following morning you usually have
What's
your breakfast.
This?
is an orange sleep suit.
I got.
And by the time you've had your breakfast and spilt toast crumbs and juice and goodness knows what on them and had your teeth brushed and made a bit of a splash, we usually have to wash it, don't we? What's on the front of this green sleep suit? You never did tell me.
It's a scooter.
Pompo scooter.
This.
You tell me who it is.
This.
Who's that?
This.
No, don't keep saying what's this. Mummy doesn't know. You tell me what it is. No, leave Purdy's food where it is, please.
What's this?
No.
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 No, no.
Have you picked a biscuit up from Purdy's plate?
No, 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 no.
Tom, let's put it back on Purdy's plate, please. No, don't take another one. Thomas, put the biscuits back on Purdy's plate, please. Good boy. Clever boy. Good boy. Thank you. I'm still waiting for you to tell me who these are. Is it Lala and her ball? Oh, you've got a sleep suit here that I'm holding with the Teletubbies on, and you're holding a pair of Wellingtons with the Teletubbies on. Where's the big choo-choo gone? I'm not sure, sweetheart. Is it somewhere around here? There we are. The cab and the driver are on the floor. Look. Have a look round on the floor. See if you can see it.
Beep, beep. Beep, bad choo-choo. Bad choo-choo.
You're putting the train in a bag. No. But where's the other parts of the train?
But choo-choo.
We just need to find the yellow trailer, don't we?
Yellow
choo-choos. I just found Thomas the tank engine. I wasn't looking for him as I kicked the chair and there he was.
What's this?
That's the key that winds at the helicopter in the racing car. A yellow key. Are you singing the train song? Choo 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 choo. Are you going to sing it again? Well, you're very good at singing, aren't you? Do you enjoy singing? You went to a music class on Friday, didn't you?
No.
Always forgotten about that. There were 10 children in the class and you were the youngest. There was you and 2 other little boys who were brothers and all the rest were girls.
Sarah.
No, Sarah wasn't one of them. Sarah was the little girl you met at the wedding last week. I'm talking about the following day on Friday when you went to the music class. It was
water.
There were seven girls and three little boys, and you were one of the little boys. And what did you do at the music class?
Chips.
I don't think chips featured, Thomas. We said hello to the man, didn't we? And then we all had to sit down in a circle. And Julian, who was running the class, had a guitar, didn't he? And he sat at the front playing his guitar. Sometimes he played very quietly, and other times he played loudly. Sometimes he played slowly, and sometimes he played quickly. And we were all singing nursery rhymes, and we each had to get an instrument from the front, didn't we? And either shake it or bang it or rattle it in time to the music on the beat. And then we did some dancing and skipping around the room. Do you remember skipping around the room? You enjoy singing, don't you? And then he brought that huge drum into the middle of the floor. And everybody gathered round it, apart from you, because you were a little bit nervous, weren't you? Excuse me, Mummy's got a cough.
Daddy.
Yes, Daddy's often got a cough, hasn't he? That's what Daddy does.
Yes.
Oh dear mess, you're putting the trains apart. And everybody had to bang on the drum very, very loudly. There was an awful noise, it was a big noise. Bang, 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 bang on the drum. That's right, bang, 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 bang on the drum. And you didn't want to join in, did you? And then he said to all the children, very quietly now, very quietly. Quietly, and you picked up your drumstick and you went whack. And you gave it a great big bang, didn't you, and frightened everybody. But he was a really nice man and he didn't tell you off. He was just very pleased that you joined in.
The moon.
Yes?
The moon.
The moon?
No. That was that.
What are you doing? You're lying on the floor. And you're lifting your legs up and putting them on your play table, aren't you? And you're looking up towards the moon. And then what else did we do in the music class?
Fishing.
And right at the end we had to all lie on the floor and listen to a piece of classical music. But you didn't want to lie down, did you? You were busy looking at what everybody else was doing. And then when all the other children were ready to go home, you decided to lie down, didn't you? So you did everything that everybody else did in the class, but you did it one step behind. You were taking it all in and checking that it was just safe to do it before you had a go. Because I don't think anybody minded, because...
See you by the moon.
See you by the moon. I don't know what you're talking about now. Don't kick. But it was your first time, wasn't it? And we're going to go back next Friday and see how you get on.
See you, bye.
Oh, see you, bye-bye. You picked up my handbag now. Bye-bye, Thomas. You won't get very far with that because there isn't a lot of money in it.
No, but...
Come and help Mummy put all these clothes into this bag. Ready for later on when we've got to do the ironing. Can you hold the bag? That's right, you hold the bag carefully. Carefully.
Ooh,
there we are. That's all the ironing for later on. Let's pop these other things into the bag.
Goodbye.
There we are, some more trousers and a t-shirt belonging to you. And let's put these coat hangers in as well. Because when Mummy's finished ironing, she can hang things straight up, can't she? There we are. All done.
Hold him, I say.
Hold him. Right, let's put it through there. That's a job for later, isn't it?
No.
All right, yes, you put it there by Daddy's shoes. You pop it there. Daddy's shoes. That reminds me, Thomas, picking up a bag like that, we've got to remember to put the rubbish out, haven't we? Yes? Oh, well done, Thomas, thank you. What happens on Mondays?
The trucks.
That's right, the big truck comes, isn't it, to empty all the rubbish.
Bang, bang, bang.
A bang, a bang, a bang. Is that the noise that the trucks make? Let's tidy up these newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, now just leave the bag where it is now, Thomas. Now pop it there, please, and let's come in here and shut the door now. We'd better move it from there. Because if Daddy comes home, he's not going to be able to get through the door, is he?
No, no.
No, no, not while we're doing it. Oh, yeah, we'll move Daddy's newspaper. There. So just going back to the music class, Thomas. I think Mummy saw some musical instruments in one of these books. Shall I have a look and see if I can see you? You do some more singing while Mummy looks. That's very nice. What were you singing then?
Choo-choos.
Choo-choos, the choo-choo song. We used to sing the Teletubbies, didn't we? Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La.
Po!
Po! That's right. Teletubbies, Teletubbies, say hello. Sure, I'd seen it in this book. But the thing was, Thomas, we've got to get
Poor Nin.
Oh, you're giving Mummy a cuddle. Poor Nin Nin. Why poor Nin Nin?
Mum, I'm gonna poor Nin Nin.
Oh, poor Nin Nin, because I've got a bit of a cough. Poor Nin Nin.
Poor Nin Nin.
Oh dear. It's only a cough. Look up, Thomas, we'll live. Won't we?
Polite.
Not poorly like you were earlier on in the year. Oh, that wasn't nice, was it?
Poor
Nina. We've got some musical instruments, haven't we? You've got some bells. And you've got a drum and a tambourine. And in fact, you've one or two things that we've hidden.
This?
Because it's a bit loud all the time. We don't have them in the toy box, do we?
Poor
Nin Nin. But we can get them out later on today. Once we've taken the rubbish out and done one or two other jobs, we could sit and sing some nursery rhymes. Look, that's the piano. Can you see the picture of the piano?
Yeah.
Snip, snip, yes, you can see some red scissors. And cymbals, what do cymbals do? Crash. And do you remember the triangle? Ding, ding, ding. And the recorder and the violin. Look, there's a bow there. There's a music book. And a drum. Tell me what you did with a big drum. Look, we've got some more here, piano and recorder, a mouth organ, that's new.
Poor Nin Nin.
And a guitar, some drums and a trumpet. And I think that's about it, isn't it?
What's this?
What's what, my darling?
What's this?
It's a parachute. You don't have to buy musical instruments. We could always make our own, couldn't we, with some dried peas and lentils. Oh no, don't try and sit up there. You're going to tumble off, aren't you? No, no, no. Now, Daddy got cross with you, didn't he? Daddy keeps getting cross with you because you won't sit still on the chairs. It's not nice, is it? So I think we could do that. We can get musical instruments out later and play them and sing some songs. And we could make one or two of our own, couldn't we? And what's the other thing we could do? We could get some wooden things to bang it together. That makes nice hollow sound. Can you see on the mantelpiece the card that you gave Daddy yesterday for Father's Day? We chose that one because it shows a teddy bear climbing up onto a stool.
Meow!
You found a picture of a cat? Because that's like you, isn't it? Going to get your stool to stand on it to climb up high on things.
Oh, this is shirt.
Oh yes, it's blue and green paper, isn't it? Yellow paper. And the little teddy on the card is ringing the doorbell. And you like ringing the doorbell, don't you? What does the doorbell say?
Ping pong.
Ping pong. Ping pong. Whenever we go anywhere and come home, you've got to ring the doorbell, haven't you? So that's why we chose that card for Daddy. And next to it, there's a card that says, from your little girl, and that was from Purdy to Daddy, wasn't it?
Meow!
Yes, because Purdy's lived with Daddy a long time. Blue paper. And Daddy looks after Purdy, doesn't he? He feeds her and lets her out. White paper. So what did we do yesterday morning? We bought Daddy some aftershave, hadn't we, and some chocolate. And we took him breakfast in bed and we cut one of the red roses from outside the front door. Didn't we?
What for?
And then? We took him breakfast in bed with a rose.
Yes.
It's Mummy's magazine.
Yes.
I think it's a picture advertising some mayonnaise or something. Showing a picture of some vegetables, isn't it? Oh no, don't screw the paper, you'll waste it. And when you want to do some nice drawing and painting, you won't have any paper, will you?
No.
Why don't you go and find Dolly? You're moving the table into the middle of the room. This is a very heavy table.
Is it a punch? Yeah.
Are you putting the lid on the table?
Yeah, chair.
Chair?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dirty chair, isn't it? It's still got paint on it from the other day. Only a little bit of paint.
A miniature.
Oh, I see. It's the one with paint on Linden's got to sit on, has she?
A miniature one.
Yes, all right, I'll come. What would you like me to do?
Miniature.
Be careful, there's such a lot of toys on the floor, aren't there? Shall we bring the dummy to sit with us? Shall we bring the dummy to sit with us at the table? We could have a little dummy, couldn't we, together? And there's Dolly. And that's Dolly's bottle. Bottle of milk. You gave this doll a name, didn't you? You called her Sue. Can you show me where Sue's head is? Oh, that's very nice. You're lying down and giving me some milk, aren't you?
What's this?
That's her dress. It's white with blue flowers and green leaves. And it's got pink edging.
The baby poo. Dada poo.
Dada poo? I think you must be looking for the pink potty that belongs to the dolly. Because when you were playing with her and Daddy the other day, she was sitting on the potty, wasn't she? Try on the floor over by the teddy bears. Over there by the teddy bears. I think that's when Mummy sat last time. Oh, Sue's just come home, look.
Sue Chips?
Why are you saying Sue Chips? It's our neighbour Sue, she's just come home. You need to go to the window and wave at her. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Sue. See the door.
Has she gone to the door? She got out of the car yet? Has she got out of her car and onto the door?
Who did it? Who did me?
That's called a potty, Thomas. It's a pink potty. But she's just getting out of her car now.
Oh dear,
has it fallen over? I think Mummy will have to make some clothes for this dolly. Hasn't she got beautiful blue eyes, Thomas? Can you see her eyes? When she goes to sleep and lies down, they close, don't they? And when she's wide awake and gets up, they open. Are you sitting her on a potty?
No wee-wees.
No wee-wees. Has she not done a wee-wee? It's a good job she didn't, because you've just dropped the potty on the floor.
This?
Been an awful mess, wouldn't it? That's her tummy.
No, move.
You're telling her not to move, because you've heard me saying don't move, haven't you? Where are Dolly's feet? And how many toes does she have? Can you count her toes? Oh yes, you're putting Dolly to bed.
Baby.
The baby asleep. White teddy bear. Is the white teddy bear going to bed with Dolly? You like taking Poe to bed, don't you?
See you, bye, Daddy.
Oh, goodbye, Thomas. Are you all having a sleep? Would you like me to kiss you? Bye-bye. Oh, you want Mummy to sit with you, do you? Look at that, we've moved the cushion and there's the policeman and the fireman from your trucks. Were they having a quick sleep?
Quick hush.
A quick sleep, a quick hush. Would you like to read Dolly a bedtime story like I read on to you? What does Mummy do?
A
bear. Mummy's got a dolly and a teddy on her knee. Oh, and a Thomas. You have to be left out, do you? Look at the dolly. Mm-hmm. I used to do this with you when you were a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You sit on a chair. I used to do this with you when you were a baby. I used to hold you in my arms and feed you. Oh. Look, Thomas, rocking the baby. Whoopsie daisy. gently rocking the baby till the baby falls asleep. Yes. No, Tom's feet off the chairs. Daddy will get very cross, won't he? Yes. Look at this. Dolly has 2 feet and on each foot she has toes. A big toe and 1, 2, 3, 4 smaller toes. And on each hand she has a thumb and 4 fingers. If that had been a real baby, you wouldn't be laughing if she'd fallen on the floor, would you? Oh, poor baby. Give her a kiss. Well, ask her if she's all right.
No poo.
She's quite clean and dry, isn't she? She smells nice. Hasn't she got nice eyes? Like her head moves around, she can watch what you're doing. She's watching what you're doing.
Mommy, there's a mess.
Of course there's a mess. You've just thrown the cushions on the floor. What are we doing this evening? Are we going out for a meal?
No, Daddy,
the baby. Oh, no, don't drop the baby on the floor.
Daddy, baby.
No, be gentle with her. Thomas, you're too rough. And what about Poe and Dipsy? Would you like to pick them up as well? Are they coming for a little sleep? Daddy's on holiday this week, isn't he?
No, that's a dry.
We're going out this evening, aren't we? Yes. Well, no, Paul can't talk at the moment, can she? Her voice has disappeared. We're going to eat tonight in a restaurant, Thomas. It looks like a jungle. We'll be giving both Dipsy and Paul kisses. There'll be lots of trees and animals and noises. And it will be dark.
Bruno.
Where's Poe gone? She's here. Are you going to be a good boy when we go out?
Rushy rush.
Rushy rush, yes. Well, we're not in a rush yet, but we'll have to make sure we're ready when Daddy wants to go, won't we?
No. And what books?
More books? You're bringing some books for me to look at, are you? Do you like to see if your Teletubby Wellingtons fit on the dolly, Thomas? She's not wearing any clothes, is she? Are you going to help put them on?
Baby one.
That's very clever because you've chosen the right right Wellington. The right leg, haven't you?
Two men. Two men.
What are the men that you found?
No, that's the men. Mum.
A policeman and a fireman.
Mum. No, Mum. Phone. No, man.
A red car and there's no man. I think it's actually a lady that drives that car, Thomas. Can you not find the lady that drives the car? Oh, the doggy's barking. I can see a man on the other side of the road with a bag on his back and he's going around in the houses knocking on the door. He's just been to Sue's house. And he's obviously getting near our house because the dogs next door are barking. Hello? No, he's not. No. Can I ring you back? We're taping. It's okay. All right, okay. Well, Peter's gone shopping. Okay, is everything all right? Good. Okie dokie, we'll speak to you later. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. No, don't turn the television on, Thomas, please.
Whoops-a-dear.
Oh, that poor gentleman walking around with the bag isn't having much success, is he? Because every house he goes to, people are either not home from work or home and just about to go out. Can you see Sam?
Sam,
that's your little friend Sam, isn't it? He's just come home with his mummy.
Hey, my mum.
Was that a man driving off in a car?
My baby mum. Baby mum.
A baby car? Was it a small car?
Baby mum.
A baby mum. Have you seen the doll wearing your Wellingtons? Are you talking to the driver of the car? You're having a conversation with the driver? What's he saying? What's he saying? Can't tell what you're saying, Thompson. Very sorry. Bye to the car, which just started to spot with rain outside. Some rain on the window.
Rain.
These letters are the alphabet, Thomas.
Rain.
Can you see the rain on the window?
Big splash.
Big splash. What can we see here?
This.
It's an apple.
Yeah,
nice. Banana. What's this? That's a big squeal. Look, there are numbers at the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can you count?
2, 1, chip shops.
2, 3 chip shops. Is that how many chip shops you own? Oh, in your dreams, Thomas.
The shush.
Chip shops. You'd probably like a chip shop and a chocolate factory, wouldn't you? A, B, C. A, B, C.
D.
A, B, C, D. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Can you see, sing that? Whoops, a daisy from the fisher.
Up, B, C, up, B, C.
Up, B, C, up, B, C.
Yeah!
It's Mummy's foot.
A pawning.
Pawning. Have you seen what the dolly's wearing on her feet, Thomas?
Two poe.
She's wearing two blue Wellingtons with pictures of the Teletubbies on them.
All done.
All done. She's taken her feet out of the Wellingtons, has she? Would you like to pass the blouse and Mummy will put it back on for her? She probably feels very cold. Do you think the baby feels cold? Oh. And Polly had a dolly who was sick, sick, sick. So she phoned for the doctor to come quick, quick, quick. The doctor came with his bag and his hat and arrived at the door with a rat-a-tat-tat. The doctor looked at Polly. You're standing on your head, aren't you? And he shook his head. He said, Miss Polly, put her straight to bed. He wrote on a paper for a pill, pill, pill. I'll be back in the morning with my bill, bill, bill. Is this the dolly that Aunt Polly had? Aunt Polly had a dolly who was sick, sick, sick. Is this Aunt Polly's dolly? It's her tummy. What's her neck? Where's her head?
Daddy doing?
Oh, I keep meaning to ask Daddy what that means. You keep getting hold of your cheeks and pulling them and saying, Daddy.
Daddy.
Does Daddy do that to you? Shall we do it to the dolly? Pull her cheeks.
This?
It's her eyebrows. Her eyebrows and her eyelashes. Mummy's got eyebrows and eyelashes. Thomas has got eyebrows and eyelashes. Where's her nose?
Baby.
That's your nose, that's my nose. Where's Donnie's nose? Head, shoulders, knees and toes, head. Shoulders, knees and toes, and eyes and ears, and mouth and nose, head, shoulders, knees and toes. You singing? Would you like to take Dolly for a dance? Dance with Dolly and talk to her.
Bow door.
Oh, look who's coming back now.
Daddy.
Daddy doing? What's Daddy doing? I'm going to ask Daddy about this pulling of the cheeks because I don't understand what it is. What's Daddy doing?
Wait.
Be careful, don't climb on the chairs.
Okay.
No, don't climb on the chairs. If Daddy's home, he's not going to be very pleased, is he? Oh, Daddy's yawning. He looks tired.
Poor Daddy.
Oh, poor Daddy. I think we'd better open the door for Daddy. We'll open the door and say hello when he walks in.
What? Door.
Hello.
Let Daddy in now.
Hello. Hello. You look like you've been having a good time.
I know.
All these toys. That's a box of tea bags.
Oh, that much.
Have you many more bags in the car?
That's it.
You're taking the tea bags to the kitchen for Daddy.
Thank you.
Go for it.
In a big box.
Oh, a big box. You found a box of washing powder. Are you going to help Daddy unpack it all?
What colour is this box? White and green.
You're unpacking all the shopping for Daddy. What's that?
Shoe.
What is it?
Bow.
What is it?
A shoe bow.
Bow's food. Is it food for Purdy? Tin of food for Purdy. Oh, look, another tin of food for Purdy.
More bow.
More bow.
Look at
what did Daddy buy? What's this?
Cheese.
And what else did he get?
Poo, cat.
And what's that?
What's that?
That's jam.
Jam. What's this?
That's yogurt. And grapes.
Hey.
What'd you say?
Me.
Good boy.
How many yogurts?
Two. What?
Two?
Two.
And what's this?
Big jam.
Big jam.
Big cheese.
And a big cheese. Do you like cheese? Do you like cheese?
No.
And what's this?
This.
What is it?
This.
And what are these, Thomas?
Oh, it's peach.
Peaches.
And a peach. Nice peach.
Nice peach. Is this coffee?
Juice.
It's coffee. What's this?
Milk.
What is it?
Milk.
Milk? Where does the milk go?
Here.
In your tummy. You don't like it, why are you trying to bite the packet?
It's
show that mummy.
Is it?
Sure, what is it?
Tea tree and lemon deodorant. Mmm.
Don't please go to say about it.
Very nice.
Hello?
Will Daddy smell nice after using that? Will Daddy smell nice?
He always smells nice.
Thomas, does Daddy always smell nice?
Poo nice.
Poo nice. Take that as a compliment. No, leave that. Oh, that's a big box. Is that a big box?
What's Thomas going to have for his tea?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Want some cheese?
And a big box, Dad.
It was going to be spaghetti bolognese, but we certainly can have some cheese.
Well, Mummy's spaghetti bolognese is really nice.
Nice!
Do you like Mummy's spaghetti bolognese, Thomas?
She's found it on the worktop, look.
Oh, Mummy's been making that all afternoon.
Afternoon!
All afternoon! I think Daddy's being sarcastic because it only took me about 20 minutes. Just because we were chopping onions at when he left.
Did the onions make Thomas cry?
And we'll be still doing it when he came back a bit later. At least I make it, I don't just go to Sainsbury's.
Water.
Really, Thomas, we make it ourselves. What, are you going to drink water? Are you drinking a glass of water? Back to the kitchen, please. We've got one trouser leg up and one trouser leg down. Lewis, did the little dumpling my son told me went to bed with his trousers on? One shoe off and one shoe on. Did a little dumpling my son Tom. Thomas, because that might be dirty. Don't drink from that.
You up to that one, yeah. Into the sink.
That's the
Where's
flask?
The Nunu?
This is the flask from the fishing set.
Oh, see the Nunu!
You love Nunu.
I enjoy.
We're giving Daddy a drink of juice.
Mmm, that's nice water.
Thomas keeps doing this with his cheeks and saying, Dada. Do you do that to him?
No.
Do you think Grandad does? Oh, have you enjoyed that? Would you like to sit in your chair? Ready for tea? You sit in the chair and show us how the straps are done. White chair, you'd like to sit in that chair for a change? Come on then.
There's a new chair.
New chair. Oh.
And more water.
More water. More water, please.
Thank you.
Are you giving Daddy water to drink?
Looks like we spilt the water on the floor.
Oh, if that's from before, that was some juice earlier on.
Just on the mess of juice.
There was a mess. What? Mind you, how are you going to bump it on the table?
On the juice.
Oh dear.
The big box.
That's a big box.
Pass it to Daddy. It's a bit too heavy to carry around, isn't it?
Thank you.
Look! The big box! Oh! See you bye, Dad.
See you bye.
Are You won't be able to listen to the doggies barking for much longer, Thomas, because they're moving on Friday.
What? No. The bus and the wet dog. The wet trucks.
White trucks? It's a blue van that's parked outside, not a white truck.
No white trucks.
No white truck. Where are you going with that box?
White trucks.
White trucks? Where's a white truck?
Oh no.
No white trucks.
The blue truck.
There's a blue truck. Blue van.
White trucks. Yes, yes.
Thomas, feet off the chairs. Thomas. Good boy.
What? Yeah.
Oh dear.
Hey, what?
Oh dear, box.
You dropped the box.
Eat that bit. Swish.
Thomas, do you know where the little lamb is from the tractor?
No.
No. Could you start looking for it, please? Mummy's trying to pack these toys away.
Chuck away. Be well. Be well.
That blue van very nearly reversed over the ginger cat.
Meow!
It would have said meow if that had happened. It would have said more than meow.
No. Yeah.
It's way goodbye to the new truck.
She blew trucks.
Is it driven away?
Oh, no.
Has the blue truck gone?
No.
Daddy, have you seen the little lamb from the tractor?
No. Oh, yes, it's here.
Oh, thank you. Right, so we'll see you ready for your tea now. Yes, I think it's time you went in your chair and you wash your hands. Either your new chair or your white chair, I don't mind this, I think you need to go in one of them. Don't you? Oh, no, don't. No.
That's your fire engine.
Oh, it's so.
What does that say?
Bah!
Bee-bar, bee-bar. Well, it doesn't say that. Thomas, now you're being silly.
I think it's tea time. I think that's the thing. You going to say goodbye to your toys and go show Daddy how to put the straps on that new chair.
New box.
That's right. Say goodbye to the box and get a new chair, and then we'll organise some tea.
Do the strap.
You're only going to have a very little bit of something to eat later.